Let's see now. I got something in here. Oh. Oh, David. Come on. Yeah, I realized last week, and I'm not going to do any better this week. I should have. Just a minute. I got to get something out of here. Oh, I had one of these kind of prepared. Okay. You want to sit up here, David? Okay, maybe. I didn't ask people's names, and I'm probably not going to do today because but I'm going to one of these days get to know all you folks because you're going to keep coming back. I know, and I enjoy having you up here in Cardinal. And I was looking for something to do this week that might be homecoming-ish, and I didn't find anything, but I found something that is old, which is kind of like what homecoming is, and that I enjoyed as a child, and or kind of growing up. And I thought I would share it with you guys. And it's something which I've done once before, but it's been a couple of years, and it wasn't before you guys were born, but hopefully if it's before, anybody might remember. And what it is the lyrics from, it's kind of like a song for a record that I heard when I was growing up, and it's called Deck of Cards. And what it is, okay, it's about a deck of cards. Now, when I was growing up, decks of cards, or at least the church that I went to, which was a Methodist church, were kind of frowned on because those were the instruments of the devil. And they got us in all kinds of trouble because you gambled with them and all that. However, my family used cards and they played cards a lot and they got together a lot. And I could tell, you know, the devil wasn't there. So there had to be something about those decks of cards. And I don't know, last minister we had was all the time playing cards, and my family out there plays cards all the time. And so I thought there might be something good, and sure enough, this song talks about something good about decks of cards. And so I'm going to take this deck of cards, and I'm going to open it up, and I'm going to take out the cards, and then I'm going to start reading this kind of like a story. It says, "Friends, this is T. Texas Tyler with a strange story about a soldier boy and a deck of cards." So I'm T. Texas Tyler. During the recent war overseas, and this, the recent war overseas that he was talking about was the World War II. During the recent war overseas, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike, and they camped outside a little town near the front. The next day being Sunday, several of the boys went to church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up. That means they were going to start reading the Bible. Those of the boys who had New Testaments took them out. But this one boy had only a deck of cards, and so he spread them out in church. A sergeant who commanded the boys at church saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." And after the services were over, the soldier was taken prisoner. And he was brought before the provost marshal. He's the big head guy at the base there. And the marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" And he says, "For playing cards in church, sir." And he says, "And what have you to say for yourself, son?" And the boy said, "Much, sir." And the marshal said, "I hope so, son. But if not, I shall have to punish you severely." And so the boy started. He says, "Well, you see, sir, I've been on a march for about 6 days, and I had neither Bible nor prayer book, just this deck of cards that I found in a foxhole. But I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." And with that, the boy started this story. Oh, that's terrible. Okay, he started this story, and he's going to take a deck of cards out, and he says, "You see, sir, when I look at the ace," and this isn't going to work. David, I'm going to have to ask you to get down, and I will hand this to you. "When I look at the ace, sir, it reminds me there is but one God. And when I see the deuce," and that's the two, "when I see the deuce, it reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. And when I see the tray," that's the three, "it reminds me, I think of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four spots, sir, it reminds me of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. That's for you, yes. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, and I'm going to ask you to pick those up and hold them up as I say this. And when I see the five, I think of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them, of course, but five were wise and were saved, and five were foolish and were shut out. And when I see the six, it reminds me that in 6 days, God made the earth, this great heaven and earth. And when I look at the seven, it reminds me that on the seventh day, God rested from His great work. And when I see the eight spots, sir, it reminds me of the eight righteous persons that God saved when He destroyed this earth. There was Noah and his wife, their three sons and their wives. And when I look at the nine, it reminds me of the lepers our Savior cleansed, and 9 out of 10 didn't even thank Him. And when I see the 10 spots, sir, I think of the 10 commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. And when I see the king, it reminds me once again that there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven. And the jack or knave, sir, well, that's the devil. And when I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. And there are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. There are 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. And there are 4 suits, that's the hearts and the clubs and the spades and the diamonds. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. So you see, sir, my deck of cards has served me as a Bible, almanac, and prayer book. And he closes, he says, and friends, this story is true. I know, because I was that soldier. Now, what I want you to realize is that, you know, if we look for God, we can find Him anywhere, even in a deck of cards. And you're going to find that out as you keep coming to Sunday school, and you're going to learn all about these stories. And I've got something here for each of you, and I hope I've got one. I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you that. And I'm going to give you that. And let's see. And I'm going to give you that. And you that. You know, yes, you may keep those. And you know, it's truly amazing. I've got 8 of these done up. I've got one more in here for you. Let's see. That's the one. And I'm going to give you the one I was reading from. Yeah. You've got your own deck of cards and something to remind you of why these should remind us of God. Thank you.